both Yecheskel and Yirmiyahu were Kohanim. And as a result, in their Nevuos, they experienced both the Chorban Beis HaMikdash and the building of the Beis HaMikdash. But Yirmiyahu is more of the prophet of Chorban and Golas. And of course, it's not just prophecy. Yirmiyahu lived in Eretz Yisrael at the time of the Chorban. Yecheskel is much more about the future messianic rebuilding. And Yecheskel gives us the blueprints of the future Beis HaMikdash as well. And he describes the special role of the Kohanim. And in particular, he says that the Kahuna will belong to a certain family. The Kahuna Gedola will belong to a certain family, and that family is B'nai Tzaddai. Now, you may recall from the book of Malachim that Tzaddai was faithful to David HaMelech. When Avyasar was another Kohen Gadol, he followed Avshalom, and then he followed Adoniyahu. And we are told, too, that the B'nai Tzaddik were unique because they were not Nirshal. Many of the Kohanim followed Avodah Zarah during the Bayis Rishon, but the B'nai Tzaddik were always faithful to Hashem. They never wandered away, and as a result, they are given the zechus that they will be Kohanim Gedolim in the future Beis HaMikdash. But on Pi Kabbalah, there's a very interesting thought that all the Levim will become Kohanim Liyasub Lavai. That Liyasub Lavai, you're not going to have a chiluk between Kohanim and Levim, but all the Levim will become Kohanim. And the explanation of this is based on the Mishnah in Maseches Chulin. The Mishnah in Maseches Chulin makes the point, and this emerges from this week's Parsha as well, that certain things are pasul for Kohanim, and kosher for Levim, and certain things are pasul for Levim, and kosher for Kohanim. And the way this works is the following. A mum is a physical blemish, a broken leg. If a Kohen has a Kohen is not allowed to do the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash till the mum heals. And if it doesn't heal, he can never do the avoda. A mum does not pasul a lady. The lady has a broken leg. A lady is still allowed to sing in the Beis HaMikdash, right? So women are a psul for Kohanim and not... Thank you. There's water here, but I'm not sure how fresh it is, so I don't think...
This is
Rabbi Orlovsky
had three cups, so he didn't want to drink the fourth one. So you could drink that
three
too.
Okay. Every girl brought one, not realizing the other one.
Thank you.
That's
it. Thank you very much. How long is this class? Like 3 hours?
No, 45 minutes. No, every girl.
You had a bottle of soda too?
No, every girl brought, not realizing the other one brought.
Yeah. Okay. No, I used to have, I used to give a share like 2.5 hours, and I typically would have 3 cups of tea over 2.5 hours, but not the shorter share. Okay. Anyway, so the thing is, the Mishnah says that mum, is a psul for Kohanim and not a psul for Levim. However, shanim, age, is a psul for Levim and not a psul for Kohanim. Right? What do we mean in this parsha? It's a very young retirement age. A Levi must retire by the age of 50. Now, there's a machlok, right? Now, a kohen can work even after he's 50, etc., right? So it's an interesting negative correlation. Age is pasul for a levi and kosher for a kohen. Mum is pasul for a kohen and kosher for a levi. Now, the Mishnah doesn't explain it. The Mishnah just points out from the Chumash, we see such thing. Now, just for a moment about the mandatory retirement, the levi actually also starts work very late as well. A Levi does not start full avoda in the Beis HaMikdash till the age of 30. So he only has 20 years of service, 20 to 30. Now there is a machlokes rishonim. Some rishonim say the following, that the disqualification of Levim only applied in the midbar, when they had to physically carry the Aron HaKodesh on their shoulder. So there was physical heavy lifting involved, as opposed to the other Levim who put their things on wagons. And therefore, as a result, we say that after 50, a person's strength may wane a little bit. After 50, you've gone beyond your maximum strength. Masha'ein came, once the Aron HaKodesh is put in its fixed place, a lady just wants to sing, he can sing at 70 or 80. So some Rishonim say that we don't count the mandatory retirement as a permanent prohibition in the Torah, because it only applied at a time when the Aron HaKodesh was carried on the shoulders. Other Rishonim say no, there's a permanent halacha that Levim do not do their Avaida after the age of 50. But be it as it may, let's try to explain a little bit. Why are Kohanim disqualified by blemish and not age, and Levim are disqualified by age and not blemish? So they say in the name of Tzemach Tzedek. Tzemach Tzedek was the third Chabad rabbi, third Chabad rabbi. Very, very big Gadol B'Torah. And was acknowledged as such by Hasidim and Misnagdim. So he was really very accepted in the mainstream of Kol Yisrael as a great Gadol. His name was also Menachem Mendel. So the last Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rebbe Menachem Mendel Schneerson, was a great grandson of the Tzemach Tzedek, as he was called. So he says the following idea. He says, Kohanim and Levim represent two different ways of serving Hashem. A Kohen represents a person who is extremely meticulous in following procedures down to the last dot over the I and crossing the T. Maybe I shouldn't use cross as a good point this. Because like this, if you study Korbanos, and some of you actually learned Vayikra with me, and you want to learn Vayikra, you know that the one thing that Korbanos have is there is rule after rule after rule, detail after detail, and every detail has to be exactly right. If you deviate with the smallest requirement, the whole korban is puzzled. A korban, there is no room for improvisation, no room for creativity. Your job is not to be creative and individualistic. Your job is to carry out the rules. In fact, think about this even in terms of fashion. Imagine you're a Kohen, right? A Kohen has to wear special garments to do the Avodah B'Tehillah. Well, let's say the Kohen, and now a regular Kohen's garments, unlike the Kohen Gadol, there's no color to them, right? A regular Kohen's garments are just white linen garments. Right? He wears a robe and a hat. So let's say the Kohen would say,